We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the bottom at the 2 dots. Amar Rav Yechanan, Mai Dechsev, what's found in the Pasuk? Ashri Adam, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Ashri Adam Mefachei Tamid, Umaksha Liba Yipa Vera, which Rashi Taitis over here means, is praiseworthy someone who sees the Noila, see what's going to happen, that something should bad should not happen. Happens to be Taisus points out that the pasuk in Brach, the Gemara Brachas dashes it legabe divrei Torah, that someone should be careful not to forget his learning. But upon him, here we're bringing that a certain person should be careful what he does because you have to see Rayas and Eilat. So what's that going on? On 3 stories that the Gemara is going to bring down, a Kamsa Ubar Kamsa, that's one Maisa. Chorav Yishlaim, Yishlaim was Chorav because the story of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. Another Maisa was a Tanagirl, Tanagaloisa. Chorav Tur Malka, that Tur Malka, which is called Har HaMelech, the king's mountain, there, because of a ton of two chickens, a male and a female chicken, that was destroyed. And Ashaka, the rispik, Charev Beta, and the side of a wagon, Beta was Charev, and we'll explain and say over all these 3 stories. The first Maisa is the Maisa of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. A Kamsa Ubar Kamsa, Charev Yishlaim. Yishlaim was destroyed. It came from, the Goyim was, the story of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. Tahu Gavra, the Rachme Kamsa, there's a certain person, he had a friend named Kamsa, Obal Devave, and his enemy was Bar Kamsa. Ovat Sudasa, he made a Suda. Omale Lashami told his attendant, Zil Isley Kamsa, go invite Kamsa for me. Ozal Isley Bar Kamsa. He made a mistake and invited Bar Kamsa. The Mashal explains that probably Kamsa and Bar Kamsa were a son and a father. It was Kamsa, and the son was Bar Kamsa. And the son did not get along with this guy. And the attendant got mixed up between the son and the father. It's very normal. And the son thought that probably he wants to make amends. And it happens to be the way to apologize, usually with a suda, with wine. So therefore he figured, he's probably inviting me to try to make up. So also, since Bar Kamsa came to the suda, also the Baal Vos came, Ashkenev Yosef, he sees Bar Kamsa sitting by the suda, Amalei Mechti, Yahu Gavra Baal Dvava, Yahu Gavra, who, you are my enemy, my boy Yisachar, what are you doing here? Come, get up and leave. Amalei, Holva Soy, since I came already, Shafgon, Vevilach Domim Adachal, since I came already, it's very embarrassing kicking me out. I'll pay for what I eat. So Amalei, on top of that, Amalei Loy, I'm not allowing that. Amalei, Yavidilach Dome Pagas Doscha, I will give you half the Suda. I'll give you half the whole entire party I'll pay for. Amalei Loy, no, I'm not masking. Amalei, Yavidilach Dome Kula Sudaschech, I'll pay for the entire Suda. Amalei lo, you know, knocked over Yode, he picked him up by his hand, va'ukma, he stood him up, afke, and he threw him out. Omar, so Bar Kamsa was extremely insulted. Omar, hoyo v'hava yasri abanon, there was a lot of chosha people by the suda, lo yovah, lo yimachubay, they didn't stand up for me. Shema mino kanichalehu, they were very, it must have been they were happy with this. And it's revealed in the farshah that Bar Kamsa Avada was not a good person. And you'll see in a second, he was a terrible person. And it could be that was why the Rabbanon were a Meicha, because they held he deserved it. Back upon him, he held that it was a Taina. So Aizel, he said, you know what? Aizel Echel Akurtz Malka. I'm going to go to the Melech and be a Meiser and be Malshin and say that the Yidin are rebelling against you. Ozal, Amalei Kesa, Mar Dvachar Yudai. So Bar Kamsa goes to the Kesa, takes a trip to the Kesa, he says, The Yidden are being married, are rebelling against you. Amalei mi yemar? Who said? They're very good. Who said? Amalei, I'll show you. Let's test them. Shadulu kabana, send the carbon. Chazis imakivin lei. Let's see if they makiv the carbon that you sent. Also shadu biyade egla tilsa. So the kaiser sent with Bar Kamsa this egla tilsa, which is a very choshuva egel calf. Taisvis is masup exactly what the word shalisha means. Either means bari v'toiv, some means shlishi lebetan, it's a third lebetan. Like upon him, a very good eagle. Behind the kaasi, when he was bringing the eagle, shadavei muma b'mnivs of sayim, v'amri lo b'doikin shabayin. He made a mum, it's a shayla with 2 versions, either in the nivs of sayim on the lips, or b'doikin shabayin in the eye. Duchta, in this place, Lidon have a mumma, which means in the Beis HaMikdash it's a mum. Lidhu, but on a bama, lav mumahu. And for a bama, if the guy brings the carbon on a bama, and if a yid brings the time of het, a bama is the same thing, there it's dafka mechusa eva is a problem. Something that's missing a limb. But a mum like this, a doikon shavayin, is not a mum by a bama. So for the goyim, it was not a mum for them, and therefore it'll be the guy will have a taina. Why are you not being makavid? It's not a mum for us. And in the Derech Drush, the Mashal already explains that Deikin Sheva Ayin refers to Ayin Ra, and Nivsa Zayin refers to Lashon Hara. And the Achrayim say, Nacht Mashal is because a guy doesn't care about these two things. A guy does not care about Tzara Zayin or Lashon Hara. A guy doesn't have some musik of Aveira Lashon Hara, but then it's not a Aveira, it's a mitzvah. Every guy used to talk so it's full of Lashon Hara. That's all they do. But then there's no such thing, because they don't have the mum of Nivsa Zayin and Deikin Sheva Ayin. Like upon him, So Rabban Lekrayve, Rabban thought maybe we should makriv it, even though it has a mum. Why? Mishum Shalom Malchus. Why don't we take any chances with Shalom Malchus? Amalu Rav Zchari ben Avkulus. Yoimru, people will say, Bali mum mekrayv gam mizbech. If you allow this, then people will say, you're allowed to be makriv about mum on mizbech. Shavar lemikdale. They said, maybe we should kill, so that's not going to work. Maybe we should kill by Kamsa. And somehow, I guess in those days, we get away with this. They wouldn't know how Bar Kamsa got killed. Let's kill him. He won't be able to go back. The ladies will blame me. You're not going to be able to go back and tell them a report that they were mak of the carbon. All over his chari yoimru. People are going to say, mat the woman kachim yarek. Someone who puts a woman in kachim gets killed. So like upon him, Rabbi Zchari didn't let anyone do anything. He said, just don't bring the carbon. And they say, Rabbi Zchari figured that we'll explain to the case that with us, we're not mak of a mum like this. Lamaisa, the case was not happy. And we'll see in a second. So Amar Rabbi Yechanan, which Rashi teaches, what means that? Nivas here means the Savlanusa, he was Soivel. He had patience for this Bar Kamsa. Because of that, Rav Zechariah Rav Kulis, Hachriva Espesenu, Vesarfa Sechalenu, Vesenu Maratzenu. Because of the patience and the Savlanus of Rav Zechariah Rav Kulis, the Beis Mikdash was Charev, and the Hechel was burnt, and we went into Galus. He should have seen what's going to happen. Shada Alayu, so the case is sent, Leniroin Kesa. He sent the case of Niroin to go lay siege on Yerushalayim. He could also, when Niroin was coming, so he'll make a simon to see if he's going to capture Yerushalayim. So Shada Gira Lemizrach, he shot an arrow to the east, also an awful Yerushalayim. It turned around and landed in Yerushalayim. Lemayriv, he went to the west, also an awful Yerushalayim. The arrow turned around and landed in Yerushalayim. Anyways, he sent the arrow, it landed in Yerushalayim. So he saw that the remez that Yerushalayim will be Charev. He went over to a child and said, you know, say a pasuk. This was a derech, it was a similar to nevuah, that a child will say a pasuk. It says, Hashem will take nekama be'edoyim. Omar, so Neiron said, Kutcha brichu, Boyle Charuve Beisei, because Baruch Hu wants the Machir of the Bayis, and Boyle Kburiyadi Behu Gavra, and he wants them then wipe his hand Behu Gavra with me. Basically, he's saying Hashem needs a job done, and then after the job done, he's gonna give me Einish. So he says, I don't want to do this. Arak, he ran away. Va'ozav Agai, and he went there. Was Magai, Va'nofek Minei Ramei. Ramei is a descendant from Niroin Kesa, Nero Kesa. Shadre alayu las benai las las pasiainos keser. So he sent a different keser. Also tzar ala tlas shani. He went and laid siege on Yerushalayim for 3 years. Have wahani tlas asiri. There was actually in Yerushalayim there was just three very wealthy people. Nakdimim ben Gurion. We know Nakdimim ben Gurion was a famous person who the son was held up for him. They should pay back a loan. Uben kalba savua, uben tzitzis hakesas. The Gemara explains, Nakdim ben Gurion shenok the chama bavurei, where the chama stayed up, the day stayed a little longer for him. Ben kalba savua, there was a whole ma'aseh there that there was no water for the oil regalim, and he got water from someone, and he said that I'll pay back. If not, I'll have to owe this crazy amount of money, I think it was. And it came the day, and it didn't rain. And he went into the bathhouse, and it came. It was almost night already. And Lamaisa, it stayed a day a little longer, and it started pouring rain. And all the wells that were used for the other regalim were filled up. There was a nice special nice done for him. Ben Kalbus of War. Why was it called that? It's called Nichus of that he was. Anyone walked in his house when they were hungry, starving like a dog, they walked out full. Ben Tzitzis Hakesas Shohus Tzitzas Regreres Al Gavik Sosas. That his tzitzis, they used to He has to have carpets under him, and his sitzes were nigrar on the kasasis, because his derech was he only walked on silks. He didn't walk on the ground. People had the silk under him, and he walked on that. And there's a gemara somewhere else that says that he used to leave it there, and all the aniyim just picked up the silk and used it. So that's the three wealthy people that were here. Yigdal Amri, another shot is that his name was Ben Tzitzis, Shoysa Kisasoy Mutalis Ben Gedolei Roimi. His chair, his seat, was between the Gedolei Roimi. So now these three wealthy people, Chad Amar Lahu, one said, Anoz Zainalu B'chiti V'sairi, I will support the whole Yerushalayim with wheat and barley. V'chad Amar Lahu with the Chamra, with the Milcha, with the Mishcha. The other one said, I will give wine, salt and oil. V'chad Amar B'tzivi, the other one said, I'm going to give wood for fire to cook with, to keep yourself warm. I'm going to give that. V'shabchu Rabbanan B'tzivi. And Rabbanan said, the one who gives tzivi has the best. Rav Chista, Kol HaKli Dihav HaMasal Shameh, Bar Medetzivi, all the keys he let his shamus have, besides for the keys to the storehouses of the wood. Why? Damar Chista, a kalba de chiti by a shisim a kalba de tzivi. A certain share of chitim, you need for that 60 kalbi. You need 60 kalbi of storehouses of wood. You need 60 times the wood to cook, to do chitin, because you need a lot of wood to bake and to cook. So the wood is the most chashva thing. Havaluhul amazing esher v'chad shasa. They had enough food and all these provisions for 21 years. Havaluhul amazing esher v'chad shasa, 21 years. So basically they could have been there for 21 years and the siege had any problems. Havuhani b'yoni, there was these bar yoinim. They are people who are young people who don't listen to the elders and a little bit wild. Rashi calls them anashim reikim apeiches and lachama. The empty people who are looking to have war. Ha'anu b'yoyni amr l'rabbanon nefik v'navet shama b'hadayu. So the Rabbanon said to them, let's go out and make shalom with the keser. Lo yishafkinu. The Rabbanon said nothing to do. They ran the city. They were by all the entrances to the city. And they basically, you couldn't leave the city without asking the Bayanim. They said, no, no one's leaving here, we're not making shalom. We want to go to war. Amru lahum, nefek v'navid krava ba'adayu. So the Bayanim said, let's go out to war. Amru rabbanon, loy misdayim milsa, it's not going to work out. Lamais, they were fighting. So kamu kalinu lahanu ambare dechiti v'sari v'hava kafna. These Bayanim went ahead and they burnt down the storehouses of chiti v'sari, and it was a hunger. It ended up being a hunger. They went ahead, they figured that if they burn this down, they'll have to go to war. And Lamaisa, what happened was, there was a big hunger now. Marisa bas Abaisus asiros de Yerushalayim havya. Marisa bas Maisus was a very wealthy lady in Yerushalayim. And the Marisha and the Yavetz handle, this is the Marta bas Baisus that we find, that she gave money for her husband to be the Kohen Gadol. But he said it must be a different one, because in the years it doesn't work out. Like upon him, she was a wealthy lady in Yerushalayim, so she sent her shliach, she sent her servant, Shadrasi l'shluchev, Armalei, zil eisli smida, bring me some very fine flour from the shuk, I want to bake something. The ozel, when he got to the shuk, his davin was sold, there's nothing left. Also, Armalei, smida lek, there's no fine flour, but chirusayika, there's some white bread there. Armalei, zil eisli, go bring me that, okay, I'll take that. The Oslo is davin when the shliach went back, it was sold already. Also, Allah chiyusa like a gushkarika. There's no white bread, but there's bread with pieces in it. Not such good, low quality bread. Amalei zilaisli, bring it to me. The shliach just brought it. First, when you go back and ask, I don't know. Zilaisli, the Oslo, when he came back to get it, the davin was sold again. Also, Amala gushkarika like a kimcha de sairika. There's some barley flour. Once a barley flour, which is very low, that's like basic animal food, we have that. I'm like, it's nicely, bring me that. The Ozel, when he went back to the shuk, his dav, even that was sold. So I have a shlifa mesana, she wasn't wearing shoes, but she said, enough of the shliach, I'm going myself. I'm starving, I'm going to go out myself and check out to see if there's something to eat. Isav lo parta bekara umesa. She went outside barefoot and she stepped on some animal dung, and she was so disgusted, she died. Umesa, kori la Rav Yechem Azakai, the pasuk in the Teichacha, haraka b'chava anuga shel nisa kaf ragla. This pasuk, this is the rach, the soft people who were istinis, who never stepped outside. They stepped on this garbage and they died from that. Ikedamri, another version of a story where this Marisa died from, Groigros Rav Yitzchok Achla, she found the Groigros of the Rav Tzadok. The Groigros was these figs that Rav Tzadok, who fasted for 40 years, so he fasted 40 years, he used to eat every night, but he couldn't eat much because his stomach, he was so, you could see food going down his stomach, that's how skinny he was, and he couldn't really eat. So he used to suck these figs, and then he threw it out. So she ate, she looking for food, she found this fig and she ate it. Isnisa, and she became disgusted from it, umesa, and she died. The Rav Tzadik Yosef Abom Shnim Tanesa Lelech Rishlaim. Rav Tzadik fasted 40 years, so Rishlaim should not be charev. Ki ava ochel midi, when he used to eat something, amschaz mevro, you can see from the outside. Vichi ava bari, maisla groigris, when he got bari, I'm not sure if that means every night when he ate something, or when he, after the 40 years, but I think it meant every night, I think so, because you see later on in the story that they asked to heal him. This must have been every night when he ate his meal, he used to bring him these figs. Ma'itz mayayu, he sucked out the juice, the liquid, v'shadi lo'i threw it, and Lamaisa, she went and ate it, and that's how she became, that's why she died from that. And it says over here, so I'm going to look at Rashi. Rashi says, how'd she die? Rashi says, she found it, and she ate it because she was starving. That's how she died. When she was dying, she had a lot of gold and silver in the house. Shadisa v'shukis stood in the street. Amra, hayle mayim boil. What is this for? That's what the pasuk says in Yecheskel. Kaspam bechutzay threw out the silver into the streets. Abba Sikra raised Bar Yonim in Yerushalayim. Abba Sikra was the head of the Bar Yonim in Yerushalayim. Bar Achzer Yechem Zakeh. He actually was the nephew of Yechem Zakeh, who was the god of Adar. Shalach Yechem Zakeh sent to him. Tav v'tzina legaboy. Come secretly to me. Also, so Abba Sikra came to visit his uncle Rabbi Yechim Zakeh. I'm like, until when are you going to do this? Because this is Lama, Bekafri, killing the whole city with hunger. I'm like, my ever, what should I do? If I say anything, call it, they'll kill me. I'm like, chosli the kanta, lididi, the apic. Figure out a way for me to get out of Yerushalayim. Maybe I'll be able to save something. Amalei, so Abba Sikra said, do this. Tell everyone that you are sick. Make believe you're sick. Everyone to come visit you. And then, after a while, take something smelly and put it next to you. And the people will say, that you died. And your tamidim should come in. And they should hold you. They should hold the bed. And no one else should hold the arin. Why? They shouldn't realize that you're still alive. The kolat, that you're very light. The inu yadi, because the bayonim know, the chaya kol memisa, that a live person is lighter than a person who's dead. So avatachi, they did this rus, nichnas by Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echad. Eliezer, one time it was one tzar shuv mitzad achar. Kimotu l'pischon, they came to the door of Yerushalayim, not to leave Yerushalayim. Again, the bayonim were patrolling the walls and patrolling the entrances to Yerushalayim. Bola mitkri, they wanted to stick a spear through him, because they want to see if he's really, they thought maybe they're doing a shtick over here. Let me see if he's alive. Amalahu, they're going to say, so he said, they told the Rabbanim, you know, what are the guys going to say? You're a rabbi and the karu? They're going to say that you guys put a spear through your rabbi. Bolu mitachbi, they wanted to at least push him to see if he screams. Amalahu, you're a rabbi and dachbu? So my sepaschule, bava, they opened the door for them. Nafak, they went out. Kimatala hasam, when he came to Aspasionis, when Yechim came there, Oma Shamalach Malka, Shamalach Malka. He says, Shamalach Malach, Omalei, Mechayevis Trey Ktala. So the Kesa told Yechim Zakai, Yechai Misa twice. Chodod Lav Malka, Nova Karkarasli Malka. First of all, I'm not a king, and you call me a king. And what's the why is this Chayev Misa? A few different Shatim, either because you're making a bizarre out of me, or because it's a married with the real Melech. So his first time is, I'm not a Melech. So then, so why are you calling him Melech? Vesu, imalkano, if he's so machsh of me, out of Idna, my little eyes, why didn't you come here? Why is he coming now? Omalei, so I answer your questions. The Gamma's la malkano, that you're singing out of Melech, on top of the Vama Bays, Ivra Malkat. Ivra Malkat. You must be a Melech. It has to be. Or at least you're going to be future Melech. The la malkat, le mimser Yerushalayim v'yodich. If you're not a Melech, Yerushalayim will not be given over to you. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, v'alavonoin ba'ad yipol. Alavon will fall into Adir. Vein Adir l'malach. Chesiv v'hoya Adir v'menu. And that pasuk, it says v'hoya Adir v'menu Moishlo v'keret b'yatzai. So you see, Moishlo Adir is the king. And ve'in levonon the base of mikdash shenem avaharot tovazav alavonon. Why is this called levonon? And Rashi explains because it's malbin avedaseim shal yisrael. It whitens the avonos, the averus of kal yisrael. That's called levonon. So he's saying we know that Yishlaim only going to fall into a king. So it must be your king. And Tosis speaks out. Tap Tosis. Afagal kat lemishav yodai achibatitus. Even though it wasn't captured, yeah, but come up and given to kvar tzar l'shal shalom. They already laid siege for 3 years. Va'av a kafner was hungry. Va'av a kiilu kvar nimsura. So he says, I know you must. You're going to be a king because if not, Yishlaim wouldn't fall into your hands. And your second question was, why didn't I come earlier? Over the karmasi malka no amaylo kaasius legaboi out of in the bayyani nispa on loyshav kiron. Why didn't I come till now? The reason is because the bayyani didn't let me. On Malay, so the Kaiser said back to the future Kaiser, said back, the future Melech, said to Rabbi Yechim Zaka, on Malay, Ilu chavis shodvash. If you have a chavis of honey, a barrel of honey, dark and karach, you have a snake wrapped around it. Lo shavim is a chavis shil dark, and you wouldn't break the chavis because of the snake. So why don't you burn the whole city down and get out? Ishtik, Rabbi Yechim Zaka didn't answer. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Chachamim not have what to answer and makes their das silly, stupid. What Mashal says, this happens for Einish to Klal Yisrael. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the das of the Tamei Chachamim that can't answer because of Einish to Klal Yisrael. The Lashon Mashal is Rashi Leima, the oven anche ear who are goyrim, shakarish baruch hu meishiv chachamim, shal yilem das lahashiv. Because what should it be answered? The Baila Lameim, Ralu, lay, that, what do you mean, I should burn down the whole city? Shaklinin tzavsa, v'shaklinin ledarkin. I was planning on taking a tweezer and taking off the snake. V'kathlinin, and killing the snake. I wanted to get rid of the Brayonim, that's why I didn't. The chavisa shafkinin, I wanted to leave the chavisa. Akaponim, so what happened over here is the Brayonim Zaka got out of the city, and he tells the case there, Shalom Alecha Malka. And the case that tells him, you know, you have two tainas and you only answers, no, you're going to be a king, that's number one. And number two is that I have a cheshbon why I didn't come out, because Bayanim blocked me. But he held that was a taina on him still, that l'chaira, you should have just burnt the place down and get out.